Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, this is Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International, with the White House Family Devotional Reading of Charles Haddon Spurgeon's wonderful devotional book titled Morning and Evening. This is the podcast. This is episode number 273. The Prince of Preachers, Charles Haddon Spurgeon, chose for our scripture reading today 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 17, charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God, who giveth us richly all things to enjoy. Our Lord Jesus Christ is ever giving and does not for a solitary instant withdraw his hand as long as there is a vessel of grace not yet full to the brim. The oil shall not be stayed. He is a sun ever shining. He is manna always falling round the camp. He is a rock in the desert, ever sending out streams of life from his smitten side. The rain of his grace is always dropping. The river of his bounty is ever flowing, and the wellspring of his love is constantly overflowing. Glory be to God. The Prince of Preachers had a way with words. He had a gift, Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Those things are interesting to me. May not be interesting to you, but I'm interested in how God gifts people. As the king can never die, so his grace can never fail. Daily we pluck his fruit, and daily his branches bend down to our hand with a fresh store of mercy. There are 7 feast days in his weeks, and as many as are the days, so many are the banquets in his years. Who has ever returned from his door unblessed? Who has ever risen from his table unsatisfied, or from his bosom unimparadised?
I tell you, this brother was something else. I will never see that word again in my life. This looks like a word that Spurgeon made up. Imparadised. What is that? Oh boy.
Glory be to God. His mercies are new every morning and fresh every evening. Who can know the number of his benefits, or recount the list of his bounties? Every sand which drops from the glass of time is but the tardy follower of a myriad of mercies. The wings of our hours are covered with the silver of his kindness, and with the yellow gold of his affection. The river of time bears from the mountains of eternity the golden sands of his favor. The countless stars are but as the standard bearers of a more innumerable host of blessings. Who can count the dust of the benefits which he bestows on Jacob, or tell the number of the fourth part of his mercies towards Israel? How shall my soul extol him who daily loadeth us with benefits and who crowneth us with loving kindness? Oh, that my praise could be as ceaseless as his bounty. O miserable tongue, how canst thou be silent? Wake up, I pray thee, lest I call thee no more my glory, but my shame. Awake, psaltery and harp. I myself will awake right early. Shall we pray? Holy Father God, we give you the glory, the praise, and the honor for your holy word. And Holy Father God, I give you praise and honor, Lord, for the giftings that you give people. And I rejoice in how you gift certain people to do certain things. And Lord, you gave him the mother load of gifts. And no wonder, Lord, even to this day, we call him the Prince of Preachers. And Lord, we thank you for using him once again to knock another home run, to run another touchdown of blessing to our hearts from your holy word. And we pray that you'll help us to remember it, and help us to remember your holy word and remember how he expounded upon it. Help us to meditate on it. Help us to change by it, and to live for your glory, praise, and honor. In Jesus Christ's name, we do pray, and for his sake, amen. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, here is how you can be saved from hell. And walk with the Lord morning and evening until you go to that wonderful place called heaven when you die. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Holy Bible says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. There is a punishment for sin. The Holy Bible states in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. Since we all have sinned, that means that we have all have lied in our lifetime. We all have stolen things, regardless of value. We all have lusted in our hearts after people and things. We all have dishonored, disobeyed, disrespected our parents at times. We all have dishonored God by taking his name in vain. And we all may not have done each and every one of those things, but we all have done at least one of those things. Why? Because the Bible says we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And the wages of our sin is death. The reason why these wonderful, priceless, beautiful, oftentimes bodies die is because of sin. And so our bodies will go to the grave, our souls will go to hell if we reject Jesus Christ and do not believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, to spend eternity. That's how terrible and bad sin is in God's sight. In the Old Testament, God says He is angry with the wicked every day. God hates sin. It messes up His creation. It messes up our lives, and we all know it. Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 18:8, notice how serious and earnest Jesus Christ is about this matter. He says in one of his sermons, "Wherefore, if thy hand or thy foot offend thee, cut them off and cast them from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life halt or maimed, rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into everlasting fire." Jesus Christ preached more on hell than anybody in the Bible. Jesus Christ preached more on hell than he did about heaven. Jesus Christ described hell as a place where there's weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. Jesus Christ described hell as a place where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. And in this sermon, he said that it's better for you to go to heaven with just one hand and just one foot than to go to hell with two feet and two hands. So if I were you, I would take heed to the meek and lowly one, Jesus Christ, who happened to be a hellfire and brimstone preacher, more so than most preachers today, and believe in him. Because I'm here to tell you today, very sincerely, that if you close your eyes in death, not believing in Jesus Christ, you will open your eyes in hell, in torments, as did the rich man that Jesus told about in the Holy Bible. And so, with that backdrop, dear friend, hell is bad news, very bad news, but I have some good news for you. You do not have to go to hell. It's called the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ said it first and best when he preached and said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou you shall be saved. Just do what Jesus told you to do. Don't listen to other people, just listen to what Jesus said. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son," he was talking about himself, "that whosoever," that word whosoever means anybody at any time, that includes you, "believeth" means to trust in and have faith in. You can do that. God, yes, he made it very easy for us to get saved. "Whosoever believeth in him," in Jesus Christ, "should not perish." That means if you believe in Jesus Christ right now, you will not go to hell. If you believe in Jesus Christ right now, you will have eternal life. You will have everlasting life according to Jesus Christ. You can do that you can do that in an instant, right now. Just believe in Jesus Christ, that he suffered, he bled, and he died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose on the third day by the power of God. And then call on his name and pray and ask him to save you. For the Bible says in Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and 11, 9 and 13 rather, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It is as simple as that. So, dear friend, as you're believing in your heart in Jesus Christ, call on his name with me. Repeat after me what is called the sinner's prayer and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner and that I have broken your Ten Commandments. I've committed some of those sins that were mentioned. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of all of my sins. As I now believe with all of my heart in your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who suffered, bled, and died on the cross for my sins, was buried and rose on the third day. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past, to turn from my evil life, and to follow you in the new life, Lord Jesus. For it is in your name I do pray. Amen. Now, dear friend, if you believed in your heart that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose on the third day, allow me to say to you, and if you pray that prayer with me and mean it from your heart, allow me to say to you, congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is believing in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my a free book. It's a free download titled What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. Now, dear friend, if you trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today, please email us at dw3@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. We have some free material that we want to send you. If you have a prayer request, please email that to us as well, and we will pray for you until you tell us to stop. Until next time, my beloved, God loves you. We love you. And may God bless you real good, is my prayer.